Flu season started early and came in swinging. This is the Environment Report, and I'm Rebecca Williams. Health officials say it's been a moderate to severe flu season for most of the country.
And Michigan is still at a high level of activity.
Curtis Allen is a spokesman with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hopefully, you'll see less and less as we go on, but influenza is notoriously unpredictable, and there could also be another peak.
He says a strain of influenza virus called H3N2 has been circulating this year.
The H3N2 strain tends to lead to more severe seasons and a greater number of illnesses and hospitalizations and deaths among those who are 65 and older and those who have underlying health conditions.
Ellen says the CDC still recommends getting a flu shot this season if you haven't yet. Now, I don't know about you, but it seems to me like every day somebody's complaining about being sick on Facebook and Twitter. It turns out that tweeting that you're sick with the flu can actually be good for science. Mark Dredzi is an assistant research professor in the Department of Computer Science at Johns Hopkins University. He's designed a method of tracking flu cases using Twitter, and he joins me now. Professor Dredzi, how can you tell who's really sick with the flu and who's just talking about some celebrity who's getting the flu?
In order to figure out if someone's really sick, you need to go beyond just looking at what words they happen to use, like flu or sick, and use a deeper level of analysis of what they're saying to figure out if they're saying, I am sick, or I am worried about getting sick, or I hope I don't get sick. And what we've done here is we've developed some new algorithms that can do exactly that. They go beyond just the shallow words and try and get the real meaning of what the person's trying to say.
Why would you want to use Twitter to track flu cases in the first place?
Twitter is a great resource because it's publicly available. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention do a very good job of pointing together what the flu rate is in the United States, but they do it on a fairly broad level, and it takes them a while to do that. It takes about 2 weeks for the CDC to put out today's flu rate. So that's a little bit slow for making critical decisions about how to respond to flu epidemic, much like we're seeing this year. It would be much more valuable if we could have up-to-the-minute or up-to-the-day estimates of what the flu rate is, so we can respond much more quickly as epidemics arise to the critical piece of information.
How accurate is your method? How closely does it track with the CDC data?
So we looked at this for the current flu season, and it's still early because we're in the middle of that flu season. But it seems like our new method tracks much more closely with CDC data than previous methods for doing things with Twitter.
I'm guessing that there aren't a whole lot of elderly people or really young kids tweeting. So doesn't the Twitter method leave those people out?
Right. So the demographics of Twitter are really key here. Certainly, if we were interested in studying the elderly population, Twitter would be a very bad resource. Beyond that, Twitter is actually a very good resource for studying the population, at least the United States, as it's really become an incredibly popular tool. Right now, Twitter has about 500 million tweets a day. And while many of those are from outside the United States, the U.S. makes up a significant percentage of that data. So we really have a lot of people in the United States using this, which makes it great. Tracking the flu is really just the tip of the iceberg here. There's a lot more data here and a lot more interesting applications, and I think we're going to start to see those emerge in the next couple of years.
Mark Dredzi is an assistant research professor in the Department of Computer Science at Johns Hopkins University. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.